Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 9. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean, Nate, what's going on, man?
Nothing too much, brother.
Oh, just having fun. Podcast night.
Yep, podcast night. We always like that, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have a special guest, and this is our first, live personal story sharing. And we have a loyal, and I call her a loyal listener and social media follower. It's Christine Collier. Christine, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to have you.
We are more than excited to have you here, honestly.
Yeah, we're... Yeah.
We've been waiting for one of these.
So yeah, you're the inaugural. You're the first.
I want to say we've got a live one.
we have a live one. Yeah.
So honored.
Well, we're glad. Yeah, we're glad you took the time. I know it's so we're in Indiana and you're in California, so there's a 3-hour time difference. So we appreciate very much your time and on all that good stuff. So.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
So. From that, yeah, we'll let you, yeah, we're excited, us and the listeners to hear your personal story. So, yeah, go ahead and take it away.
Okay, well, my story, it's a family story. It involves my mother, who I'll leave the names out. But when my mother was younger, this was during the Korean War, she had a cousin who she was extremely close to. They had a very special bond. He was a fighter pilot in the Korean War, and unfortunately, he got shot down. And while he was being shot down and dying, she experienced the whole episode. Ooh. It was, I guess, what you would call a waking nightmare.
Okay.
During the whole episode, it woke my grandparents. And she basically experienced his death to where she basically described everything that he was experiencing. And my grandparents were beside themselves. They just didn't know what to do. But she was hysterical, describing his plane being shot down, him parachuting out of the plane and being killed while he was in the parachute. And it was just, I guess, a horrifying experience for her. And it ended with, I guess, her going back to sleep. I really don't know exactly how it ended, but it was just a terrifying experience. And to this day, she really doesn't remember it. She just remembers being told about it. And they found out, I don't know if it was the next day or the next few days after that it did in fact happen.
Wow.
That he did get shot down, that he did die, pretty much exactly how she had experienced it. And I don't know what you call that.
I have never heard of this.
I haven't either, yeah.
Yeah. And it's just been a family story. And I recently was visiting my mom, and we, I was asking her about it, and I never even knew his name until recently, and we looked it up, and we found his memorial online, and she had looked it up a little more recently, and she found the story also, and found that other Korean War vets had talked about it and described how he had been, after his plane had been shot down, he had ejected from the plane, and they had, I guess it was the Japanese during the Korean War, had made sure and killed him as he was ejecting out of the plane.
Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
So his body was never recovered.
Yeah.
He was just considered, dead while on the mission.
That makes me think of like a kindred spirit. You know how you have, like, I know we say this a lot on this podcast, that you don't know what we don't know, kind of, and how things are connected. But there's like a soul contract or soul connection that we have with each other. A lot of times you hear those kind of things like with twins or somebody that has really close connections, and like, oh, I felt their pain, or I felt this happen to them.
Yeah.
or certainly a death, but I've never heard that like that way, that told that way. So
yeah,
that is,
they were just extremely close. I know that his nickname was Sunny. She called him Sunny, and they just had a very special, deep, unique bond. And the night he died, she basically experienced it.
That is so. And it makes your heartwarming, but also just terrifying
still,
too.
Yeah. She still has no memory of it, but my grandparents certainly remembered it. I remember my grandmother was still alive. You know, I'd ask her about it, and she would say, "Oh yeah, it was a horrible, terrible, you know, terrible night because there was nothing they could do. They couldn't bring her out of it.
Yeah,
you know, they couldn't wake her up. They basically just had to let her experience it. It was like maybe a night terror, I guess would be the closest thing you could.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Describe it too.
Right.
We this has been several years ago, but we had a patient in our hospital that I work at. And I can't, without giving any names or anything like that, there was this, I believe the male patient and his wife was at another, hospital. Okay. Not too far, but she was at another hospital and the family had asked us, she passed away and they said, please don't tell him. This would just devastate him. He will never get better. So we're not going to tell him that she's passed away. And it wasn't even just a few hours. Nobody had told him, no nursing staff, no family members. They had asked us not to specifically. And he passed away. And they said, oh my gosh, it's like he knew. It's like there was, you know, she came along like, hey, I'm going, it's time to go. But they were just so connected that they passed so close together. Mm. And they said they had no idea, like it wasn't at all medically like, oh yeah, he's going to go here pretty soon himself. It was, he would have gotten better and he could have, you know, but it was just, it's like he knew, you know, that soul contract was up, you know, and they left together. And it's just, to us, it was very heartwarming that something like that happened. I'd never, you know, but it is.
You hear stories about couples that pass within hours of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Uh-huh. And it is, it's just so bizarre, but it is, it's beautiful. Just, I mean, that makes us like question what is the soul, you know, and how beautiful it is that we have those kind of connections to each other.
Yeah. It is. And I've got one more little story if you want it.
Okay, awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this involves my grandmother. And she, every night when my grandfather would, when she was younger, when her father would come home, she would always, he'd have like a very distinctive car horn. So when he would come home, he would always honk his horn and she would hear his car drive into the driveway. So the one night that she heard the car, you know, the honking and the car come in the driveway, but he, you know, it wasn't him coming, but apparently he'd had a heart attack and passed away when she,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. When she heard the,
she, but
the
she
still heard horn. It.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
it's
and
like
then
residual energy.
Yeah. And then my sister, when she was younger, had dreams that used to come true. And she had a dream that somebody had passed away, but it freaked her out so much that she just like shut it down.
Hmm.
Oh, so I think, you know, maybe something in my family, but I've never experienced anything personally. Mm-hmm.
So I was going to ask you that. Have you had any experiences or, you know, whether dreams or sensing
and I would
something?
Love to.
Yeah. Hey, like, maybe, right?
I'm open to that, right?
Right. Yeah.
I'm totally open, but nothing. But yeah, my grandmother, my mother, and my sister all had, you know, things happen.
Interesting.
It's interesting that, and I know I've told a little bit on the podcast of my grandfather had visions and we actually have him on tape, like an actual old tape recording. He died in 94. So we have his voice and he talked about some of the visions he had. He had, all kind of, I'll have to tell some of them at some point, but he always, and then my dad had some and has had some. And I've also had some interesting things like dreams and, you know, out of body experiences. And my grandfather used to say it was the Cherokee in us. You know, there was this Indian part of us that was this, you know, kind of went through our blood. And my grandfather was a strong believer and he, before he passed away, he was in the Army World War II and he was a buck sergeant. And so he had men underneath of him and he was very well revered. And I guess his men tried to hide his suitcases when he had to leave. And he had, he was in a tent the morning that they told him he was leaving and he had no plans to leave. They hadn't been told that he was going to leave, but somebody came outside of his tent and said, "You're leaving today, soldier." And he poked his head out. It was early in the morning. And he said, he looked out, nobody was there. And he was called into his superior officer's office later that day. And he said, were you outside of my tent? And they said, no, we weren't outside your tent. And he said, well, somebody said, I'm leaving today. And they said, because you are. And he never understood what that was that told him that. But then
but
2 weeks before he passed away, like I said, he had a very close contact with the men that served underneath of him. He used to cut their hair. And so he had all kind of good stories, but they had all passed away before him. And 2 weeks before he passed, he told the neighbor boy, he didn't tell anybody in the family, but he told the neighbor boy, who was about 9 at the time, the story that he had had a vision of his men coming to him and told him it's about time to go. And it was 2 weeks before he passed away. Hmm. So they came, and that was to us very comforting. Like he had that connection with them that they would come and say, okay, it's about time, you know? So, and he was he died peacefully in his sleep.
Yeah.
So all that to us was very, very comforting. And to my grandmother, who they were married for many, many years, and she lived another 20 years after him, but she pined for him for 20 years. She said she would be sitting there and, you know, they would read the paper together and talk. And she said, even after he was gone, she could still feel him there, you know, and she would still talk to him. And I said, cause he probably is. You guys are so connected that I guarantee you he's there. So
part of him. Yeah.
Yeah, aww. Exactly. Right. So it's just so that residual energy that, and you, I think we all stick together. I've had some visions of being, my grandmother's passed away and I'm very close with her. And I've had, you know, feelings of where, you know, we talk, but it's not, she can't come here and I can't come there right now, but we can kind of still communicate and I still feel her. So I know those soul connections are very, very strong.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
Your stories are just awesome. I mean, they really are. They're beautiful.
You said it was your sister that had the dreams, right? Before they would happen.
Yeah, my sister when she was younger. Yeah.
Do you have any other siblings or that have had anything like that? Or is just, you just said it was just her and
just her grandmother? Just the one. I've got two sisters. It was the youngest one that would have the dreams. And like I said, it scared her and she didn't like it. So she just shut it down.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
Well, that'd be really scary.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when stuff like that happens, you either embrace it or it just scares you and it scares her.
Yeah. The unknown, right?
Look, this still freaks me out. When I was younger, I used to have like deja vu moments quite often, and they've, you know, far and few between now. But every once in a while, it's like I just get this goofy feeling. I'm like, this has happened before. I know this has happened before.
I do too. Yep.
It's real odd. I've never been scared of it, but it's just a weird feeling that comes across to you.
I get those too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be really kind of cool to have foreknowledge personally.
Yeah, I think it, I don't know. I guess you can't pick and choose.
I know, yeah.
I mean, you accept what comes your way, I guess. I don't know. Well, I never thought about it. So, Christine, you really something?
I don't know what my dog's thinking.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Have you ever heard of
that? That would be awesome.
Have you ever doggy psychics? Those exist out there.
And, or the doggy whispers.
Exactly. Right, yeah. I was like, eat, sleep. What are they thinking? Not much.
Wouldn't that be something?
More than we think, really.
Well, that's all my dog thinks about.
He's thinking sleep right now.
Hey, I'm sleeping. Hey, I'm up. Is it time to eat?
Hillbilly Horror Stories had a dog psychic on recently.
Yep.
I forgot about that.
And it sounded like that woman knew exactly what she was talking about.
Isn't that interesting? It's a whole different side of that, you know.
I won't give any names or anything, but I know somebody that had a West Highland Terrier, and they took the dog to a doggy psychic, and she said it was right on, or like spot on.
Really?
And so she totally believed it, and I was like, who am I to say, you know?
That's what it's right. All this stuff, are we to say? I mean, you know?
So much out there that we don't, can't explain and don't know how
spiritual
how
level
works.
That we don't understand, right? Yeah.
We always say, if only they could talk.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. If only
they can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Yeah. And that, you know, so see Christine, maybe you find somebody that can tell you what your pups are thinking.
My son, when he was younger, our oldest one, he swore, and I believe him. When he was younger, he would say that he could hear what animals were saying. And so I think at a younger age, I think kids are open to those things. And to him, it wasn't strange. And he would tell me, like,
that is so true.
You know what I mean? And he doesn't do any, because I told him, I'm like, do you still have that? And he's like, no, not really more. But he did when he was a kid, and he was very open to it.
Yeah, I think at a young age like that, you're open to that kind of stuff.
I believe that.
He was very children. He's still great with animals and younger children. He's 13 and going on 14, and he's still great with them. And I think there's just that connection. But he's always kind of had that.
Yeah, kids and dog. Yeah, kids don't have their mind cluttered yet.
Yeah, exactly right.
Or influenced
or how painted, a certain way of thinking. Oh, that's not how you're supposed to think. This is how you're supposed to think.
It's just
it's all innocent and open.
There's no box yet, right?
And our dog, out of the box. Our dog Maggie, Christine. So our daughter sleeps with Maggie, and our son has Fenway, our boy dog, sleep with him. And it is funny to me though. But our daughter, she's a scaredy cat. She's 13, but she's scared of the smallest spider, you know, or bugs. You know, she's like, oh man. So anyway, so Maggie sleeps with her, and she freaks out our daughter because she will be wide awake and she'll just stare at the ceiling or the wall. But it's not like she's just in a day. I mean, she's like, I shouldn't just say looking at the wall. She's seeing something.
At attention.
Yes. Yeah. And she'll freak out. Even my wife, she'll be on the couch, and I'm like, she's just not kind of hanging. I mean, she's looking, she's sensing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's no sounds, nothing else. I mean, it is weird, yeah. You know, but it creeps her out.
I've talked about that too. We had our boxer Jack. He died, or we had him put down in 2016. He was very sick, and then we got Jude last year. And so, in my wife, even before we got Jude, we would hear Jack coming down the stairway, he never stepped foot in our house. And Jenna would say, "Did you just hear Jack's collar?" I'm like, "I did." And she's like, "I did too." And the kids weren't up or anything like that, so we knew. But we would actually go down to pet him after he passed, and it was like, oh, he's not there, but it felt like he was there. We both said we saw him in our periphery, we felt him, and we were still going through the motions. But and then now we have Jude, he will do the same thing, kind of look, and it's like he's looking at something. And my wife will say, "That's probably Jack." I'm like, "It probably is Jack." Jack and Jude hanging out.
Jack and Jude.
Wow, it's interesting. Young dog, you know, animals and young kids, and you don't know what they're looking at. It's like, "Do you see him?" And it's like, "No, I don't see anything."
I don't see, yeah, right.
"He's right there." And it's like, "Okay, whatever."
Yeah.
That's scary sometimes.
Well, your stories, that's what's neat about this, is because one story can lead to something else, like another. Like now we're talking about kids and dogs
and animals, yeah,
perception, yeah, what they see, yeah.
You know, and no, I mean, like her stories in themselves, but that's mm-hmm. the fun part that we like doing this podcast, is we could be talking whatever subject or whatever topic, but then it might provoke us to, it kind of leads to something else, and that's mm-hmm. why I like that. So yeah, your stories were great just for what they were, but it's like, oh, we're having a whole different conversation. And, you know, and it's great that you're, you know, we appreciate you being a listener and you follow us on social media. And that's awesome. That, I don't know. It's just, I didn't expect that.
I want to say too, Christine, that you're the first, and I'm pretty sure you're not gonna be the last, but I think you'll stir up other people saying, you know what, I have stories, and if she can get up and do this, I can too. It's actually fun. I don't know if you feel that way about it, but it is actually really fun to just talk and have a conversation. Mm-hmm. And not enough people are having conversations about some of these stories. And as a kid, I know I've said this before, I'm a why person. Like, I want to know why. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when I was a kid, it's like, just because, or I don't know, and just go by. And it's like, why aren't people having these conversations? So that's part of what this podcast is to help people to understand that, like, it's okay to ask. It's okay to question and to share your stories, because I guarantee it's amazing to me how many people come up to me at work or my daily life now, or sending me stuff through social media a lot, of their stories, or, hey, what do you think about this? And I find it fascinating that it's like, what, you know, so many people are staying so quiet about it. But it's fun to be, you know, we try to be respectful. Not everybody wants to be like, hey, I've got this story, but I think it's really important to know that you're not alone, and you're not the only one that has stories, and it's fun and interesting. And I wish we could sit here and say, this is exactly why this happened, and why mm-hmm. this is the meaning behind that dream or that experience. And we hope, you know, we'll probably never be able to do that exactly, but I would love to continue to try. You know, we want to get out there and talk to some of these professionals that know a little bit more about these kind of things and have different experiences. And that's, we get to the heart of the matter that way. And I really, that's my favorite part of this.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for Christine. Mm-hmm. With your mother and her cousin, how far away were they? Like, were they in different continents?
My mom was in Burlingame, California.
Okay.
And, of course, my cousin was a fighter pilot in the Korean War. So.
Yeah. Okay, so they're ocean away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that's
very, very far apart.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
Well, and to have it be detailed, like,
yeah,
as it, yeah, and it's
not just. No, yeah, she described everything.
Not just vague.
Yeah, very specific. Yeah, and I mean, she described his death.
Yeah.
They're also,
yeah, I mean,
there's a spiritual aspect to it, and then there's, like, I like science, and there's a quantum aspect. Now they're doing a lot of quantum testing, and it's amazing how, you know, on the quantum level, how things are interpreted, and it gets spooky. Like, when I hear people talk about quantum physics and some of the things that they're on these nanotechnologies and computers, they are talking about how there's a spooky nature to it. So it's beyond fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I would love to find out if anybody else has experienced anything like that, because it's very unique.
Yeah,
I haven't heard of somebody experiencing somebody else's death.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I said earlier, I've never heard of this phenomenon. I'm sure there's more out there, but I have never really heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, and like I said, for me, it was just growing up. It was just a family, you know, story that would come up every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you sent me the message and you said, I'm interested in coming on the show, I'm like, awesome. And then you kind of told me what it was about, and I was like, oh, even just reading when you were telling me what you were going to talk about, I'm like, that's fascinating. I've never heard of that. Never knew anything like that existed. And like, okay, cool. Yeah, and then
I started Googling it, and I actually found his name and all that stuff. I was like, wow, this is, you know, it's a real person.
Sure,
and
right. Yep.
It's
legitimized, yeah.
I never really knew his name. I just knew him as her cousin Sunny, and actually found the historical records and all that. I was like, wow, it really kind of brings it into the realm of, you know, real person, real history, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, like Sean said, maybe you'll get some emails or other people messaging saying, hey, yeah, now that's happened to me. Now I feel a little more comfortable.
So, right, you know. Yeah.
Or just like what the word for it is. Like, I don't even know if there's a name for that phenomenon.
What, exactly. Yeah,
right. Maybe somebody out there knows. So we welcome anybody that
encourage people.
If there is a term for this type of phenomenon.
Yeah, that's a term. That would be nice to know what it is.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. There's a puzzle to put together, and it's hard. It's so frustrating to have a puzzle and, like, I don't have all the pieces. I can't see what it's supposed, you know, yeah. So you want to put that puzzle together, and I understand.
I'm missing an edge piece.
Right. Mom, this is what this is called.
yeah.
That is great.
And she has no recollection of it, too. So that, I mean.
She does not. To this day, she still doesn't remember it.
Yeah, it's like
my grandmother. Yeah, my grandparents told her.
Like an out-of-body experience, you know, just using her body and mind and spirit as a vessel for the imagery. Yeah, that's...
One time, yeah.
Man.
Fascinating stories.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate it, Christine.
Yeah, thanks for letting me share it with you guys. It was a real honor to be on your podcast. Like I said, I listen every single episode I listen to. It was great getting to hear about it on Hillbilly Horror Stories, and... I've been listening to it ever since.
Well, we appreciate that very much. Well, thank you.
Honor is ours, too. We
absolutely
really appreciate
you
being on here. We can't express that enough, honestly.
And you'll always have the distinction.
Guys on social media and everything. So
that's awesome.
Just...
Yeah, I was telling the guys before we had, you know, when I called you, I said she listens to the episodes. And I said, and she always, if I post a you know, whatever on Instagram or on the story, I said she's... pretty much always makes a comment or reply, you know.
I do.
Yeah, I'm like,
one of you that posted those pictures, that beautiful sunset.
Oh, I did. Yeah, that was my wife and I's date night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's something. That was beautiful.
Sweet pictures. That was a really sweet picture. Yeah, you guys are really cute, and that sunset was just awesome.
Well, we walked out of the, because we went to dinner, then went to the movie, and then we walked out, and it was because it was so hot. Like, we had 2 or 3 days of just, oh my gosh, like 90s, you know. And we walked out, and my wife instantly was like, man, it feels so good. It was like in the low 70s. It had dropped that far, you know, and just in the time that we were in the movie theater. And so we come around the corner, and we're heading back to our car. And it just hit us. We're like, look at this sunset. I mean, you know, so you couldn't like not take a picture. So we ended up taking a bunch of pictures. And then what was funny is then other people coming out of restaurants around the area or the theater, everybody was just captured by it. Like, whoa. And so here comes the cell phones out. And
I saw other people that had those.
It was just beautiful. You know,
similar pictures anyway.
I'm like, I got to post these. But you made a comment. And just to tell you, and that tells our listeners and other people that follow us, that means something to us because, no, I mean, not that I, you know, you have to like it or make a comment, but we appreciate that because we notice that. We do notice that stuff, and it's cool. So that's neat.
It can make our day, our week, our year.
Right.
It's true.
So, it's nothing that I look or Nate and Sean are like, okay, whatever. No, we're like, oh, my gosh, look at that.
Those skyscapes, too. There have been times where we've had, you know, we might have, like, some turmoil in the house or the kids don't want to do their homework or whatever, and there's something, you know, I might go out and be taking the trash out, and I'll look up, and I'm like, guys, you got to come out and just look at the sky. You'll never see the sky again in your life. This is a beautiful
one. That's
true. So I might take pictures or just drag the whole family out because it's there's a moment in time. It's like, you're not going to get – so try to refocus. You know, it mm-hmm. helps me to do that. So
yeah.
Well, and like our social media and everything, I mean, that's what we try to do is create a community where everybody can interact and, you know, post stuff and enjoy each other's company there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to. Life's short.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you, because I obviously on Instagram, I can't remember, do you follow us on Facebook?
Instagram.
Just Instagram. Okay. Because I see all the time. And I can remember, because if you're on Facebook or whatever, if you we'd love to see pictures of, I forgot where you live. I'm sorry.
Pardon?
Where do you live? What's the name of the town?
Oh, I live in California. The town is called Lompoc, but nobody knows where that is. It's like an
close
hour.
To Santa Barbara.
I remember Santa Barbara. I could not remember. Yes, okay. Yeah, so if you ever...
to Santa Barbara. Everybody knows where Santa Barbara is.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so yeah, mm-hmm. we're always... Yeah, so if you ever did join Facebook, we'd love to see pictures of your...
Okay. Yeah, I'm on Facebook too. So yeah, okay. I'll find you guys on Facebook too.
Absolutely. Well, we won't take any more of your time, Christine. We greatly appreciate it, and you had fascinating stories. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You guys. It's been an honor being on your podcast.
Thank you, and you did great, by the way. Great storyteller.
Yeah.
You have to come back again, right?
That's right. Yeah, if you have any stories of your, you know, that you experience or know, know of anybody else that. You know, email us or, you know, if you want to come back on, that you know, the invite's there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye, Christine.
Okay, bye.
That was a fun phone call.
Oh, my gosh.
She had wonderful stories.
That was awesome. Thank you, Christine, for doing that.
Very much. She did great, too. She's a good storyteller. That was fun.
She could take over our podcast. She was so good.
Ooh.
I'm just putting that out there. Or she'd take over my spot, let's be honest.
Okay.
Somebody's got to go. It's going to be me.
You know, Nate still, he's always going to have a job.
He's always got to have a job. And
someone's got to turn the knobs.
That's right.
And
that's
you're
right.
The one that wields the axe over there. So,
that's right. Yep, that's right. No, that was great. Thank you so much, Christine. I know the listeners will enjoy those stories. So.
And we said it, but she is going to be the first person on our podcast that ever did that. So
live.
We've had other stories. That's true. So, but she's the first.
Sent in by emails, mm-hmm. and messages,
living,
yeah,
breathing
person. She will always have that distinction.
It's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah. And she said, you know, she was nervous. I'm like, I couldn't tell.
Oh my gosh. No,
she was great telling the story. Mm-hmm. Then we got into,
you
want
to hear nervous. Listen to our first episode.
Pet psychics. And
that
was fun.
Listen to our first episode. That is nervous right there. It's like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I was cool nervous. Cool as a cucumber.
Here's my shooting head. Yeah.
I didn't even talk in the first episode. And I was nervous.
I know.
Yeah, we got him on the second one. That's why.
Those were the days, right?
Was it the second one?
Way back in January.
Second?
Yep.
We were just little pups back then.
Yeah.
Six months ago.
Jeez. Well, that was fun. So, listeners, I hope you enjoyed the personal stories by Christine, and we enjoyed having her on. So, that was fun.
That's another fun mini.
There you go. Number 9.
In the can.
Mini, mini, mini. I think that's a wrap.
Ooh, a mini wrap.
Yeah, a mini wrap.
Well, we want to thank you again, guys, for listening to Middle Age Number 9. And that's all we got. We'll see you later.
Bye.
See ya.